This is a segment from the Annex Sociology Podcast. For more information, visit us on the web at theannexpodcast.com. All right, Gabe, give us something that's...
less depressing?
This one is more humorous, I find. But.
All right, so I have another banter item, which is, a tweet from... And actually, I think it speaks well of my Twitter network, how well curated it is, that I saw Philip's commentary on this, but I didn't see the original itself. And he tweeted, friend of the show, Philip Cohen, quote tweets a tweet from somebody named at Polite Melanie. And at Polite Melanie says, my cousin is studying sociology in university. Last week, she and her classmate polled over 1,000 conservative Christians. Quote, what would you do if you discovered that your child was a homo sapiens? Question mark. 55% said they would disown them and force them to leave their home. And then Phil, and that tweet as of current, like this moment, which is to say Wednesday, May 2nd, has about 92,000 retweets and 294,000 likes. And Phil, glosses it and says, folks are out here breaking their backs to do real research. And quote, my cousin says she did a survey tweet is at 80,000 retweets. People. So, first of all, Phil called it and it's a good find. And I think it's interesting to note, like, just all the levels of wrong with the tweet that Phil's quoting. Phil's tweet itself is great, but the one he's quoting, like, what are all the things wrong with this, right? So one level, it's just absurd to imagine a couple of undergraduates polling 1,000 people, let alone 1,000 people specifically from one demographic. Like, I couldn't do that. Second of all, there's this whole, like, why did this appeal to people? Why did, almost 100,000 people decide to retweet this? And I think it's got to be basically, it's showing how stupid the outgroup is. And it's, well, not just how stupid, but how stupid and intolerant the outgroup is. Because it's implying, A, conservative Christians are too dumb to know the difference between homo sapiens and presumably homosexual. And B, how intolerant they are that they would all, expel their own child. And so it's appealing to people to, retweet this as kind of sending this message of, the in-group, these, go-getter college students are demonstrating how dumb and intolerant the out-group conservative Christians are, click the retweet button.
Yeah. Or you know what? It's like kind of, it makes me think that it's like one of those Russian trolls out there, right? And it's like, oh, I'm going to make this up and like blow things up, right? I mean, because knowing my students, I could very easily see this as being, even if the students like were pure of heart in putting together this program, I could see. And goodness knows when you're forced to collect data on your own as an undergrad, you sort of kind of go the route of many psychologists and decide to just look at people at your undergrads at your university as your research subjects. And I could totally see all of the people responding to this just having a field day with it and just thinking it's hilarious to just respond in a way that they think the researcher wants them to respond, right? So I don't know, like, what's going on here? Is it like liberals, right? Is it liberals trying to demonstrate how ridiculous the conservative right is? Or is it the conservative right like having a laugh at the expense of
liberals? Well, I am 100% certain that the vast majority of the retweets are of people who basically are saying, yes, show them. But it's funny that you said like this idea of if you ask a question to people, they'll sometimes mess around with you. There was a Methods article that was going around about a month ago pointing out that when you look at samples of teenagers, you see, much higher levels of unusual behaviors, things that are just not common in the general population. And the naive reading of this is that, these things are becoming more common in recent cohorts. But, so for instance, transgender identification, which is, pretty rare. It's about half a percent in the general population. But if you look at surveys of teenagers, it's like 2 or 3%. And so the naive reading of that is that transgender identification is becoming more common. But somebody pointed out that you also see about 2 or 3% of teenagers saying they're over 7 feet tall, that they've had 5,000 sexual partners, that, you know, they've been to the moon, whatever. So
it's a good thing that not much social scientific knowledge is based on freshmen and sophomores.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So you have to price in that, you know, kids are going to fuck with you is, you know, kind of the way to interpret this. But yeah, you're absolutely right, Joe, right? That, psychology in particular is largely based on data from freshmen and sophomores at elite research universities, which is why Henrik et al. Had that fantastic article, The Weirdest People in the World, talking about how this is a very unusual sample and a particularly bad one if you're trying to generalize to human nature in general.
Yeah, one of the things I thought was kind of fun about this is I think we've all probably had those random moments in class where a student evokes, you know, some dumb and noxious quote-unquote fact their uncle told them. So we've now extended to a point where fictitious relatives are actually going out and collecting representative samples of what they're doing. So it's like kind of progress in a weird sort of way. So it's like this person, rather than invoking their N of one, they've realized they've like at least got to liquor their data. If they want to make money, right? They at least have to fabricate data.
Yeah, they're fabricating better.
Yeah.
But doesn't this speak to the ridiculousness of using social media metrics as a metric of impact? Like, sure, that thing got 92,000 likes, but like, think of the collective impact of those 92,000 versus getting a few thousand acknowledgments from like the peer community, right? Like there's a lot of people who will get breakout tweets, but at the end of the day, are these of any value? Does this point to the fact that we might be fetishizing social media metrics when we're thinking about impact?
I mean, I think that we do, right? We already do. It's not that we might be. I mean, we already do. I don't think we need to do a study to figure that one out, Joe. I mean, it's, welcome to the new normal. I think, you know, it has impact. I think what we don't know though, without doing a study, is what kind of impact it has, right? And why it resonates. I mean, cause again, like I said, you know, I think one of the ways in which we can read why it's been retweeted so many times is Gabriel's, first argument is that, yeah, like we are in our camps and, you know, and it's, you know, and people to the left who are saying, oh, look at those stupid conservatives, right? And then there's my sort of read on it is, you know, yeah, if I was a conservative, I'd be laughing my head off. I'd be like, who doesn't know what a Homo sapien is, right? And, you know, and actually, if this person actually did go out and do this study, I, as a conservative, I would be so offended that I got this question, right? That I think presumes that I don't know what a Homo sapien is, right? And is so loaded. I would just give them what they wanted.
And the joke here is, I mean, this is not a new shtick either, right? This is like just kind of a riff on the old, you know, like selective editing of the man on the street questions.
Yeah.
You know, so when I first saw this, I was reminded, I think it was originally, it might've been Wonder Shows Under the Man Show, but it's this, it's a viral video that pops up with a new person doing it every 5 or 6 years from the men's rights movement, where they're going around asking women what they're willing to do to end women's suffrage, right? And then like, everybody who tells them to screw off, they edit out, and the 3 or 4 people they can find who are just trying to be helpful, then they say like, ha ha, look how stupid all women are.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an old bit from Rick Mercer up in Canada. I don't know if he's still around, but like from the 1990s, I remember that was a popular bit on the it was like a stupid American bit that they used to do on Canadian TV.
No, but the suffrage thing was from the Man Show in like 1998.
Is that right? Okay, yeah.
But in any case, I think, you know, like, should we even care if our survey results are being retweeted by 90,000 partisans who are looking for a 2-second rush right before they retweet some Russian troll meme or some like, you know, or it's liberal equivalent? Like, does it matter that
yes
results are getting retweeted 90,000 times?
Yeah, well, it matters. Yeah, go ahead.
Knows, yeah, somebody knows who we are. Like there are just like 10 people who like read your AJS article, right? So
I don't mind that there's 90,000 people retweeting idiocy nearly as much as I mind that there's 90,000 people retweeting idiocy and it has the discipline's name in that tweet. Yeah. And it's associating the discipline with that. It's like if somebody just said like, you know, oh, Christians don't even know the difference between homosexual and homo sapien, and they throw out their kids if they thought they were homo sapien. And then they left sociology out of it. I'd be like, well, whatever, people are dumb. But that they include the discipline's name and it annoys me. By the way, on this issue of, you know, scientific literacy and different types of people, there's a whole literature, like a real literature based on real data, not my cousin said that her boyfriend told her that, you know, she somehow collected, you know, 10,000 responses in 4 minutes. That on, you know, scientific literacy and, you know, people like Evans at UC San Diego have done this, where you do see differences in some of the questions by politics and or religion, but they seem to be only on certain hot button issues. And if you exclude the hot button issues that are somewhat politicized, you see that there's no real effect by religion or by politics, that really the effect seems to be just if there's scientific findings that people don't want to believe, then they won't believe them. But aside from those that are somewhat politicized, you see similar levels of scientific knowledge. So questions like, does the Earth go around the sun or does the sun go around the Earth, which is not a political issue, at least not in this century. There's no real difference on that, whereas things like evolution and you know, those types of questions, you do see big gaps. And presumably you could word those questions in such a way that you would get liberals giving the scientifically incorrect answer. I know that there was a survey showing, asking people how heritable they think different personality traits are. And the one that people think is heritable, but it's not really that heritable, is homosexuality, which actually has one of the lowest heritability coefficients of, you know, any measurable aspect of personality. But people think it's high. And I would bet that that's, that error is more common among liberals than it is among conservatives.
Well, I mean, listen, there's partisans and not. And probably which side you have is there's a lot of accident of the family you grew into in the region you grew up in and whatever. Mm-hmm. I would bet that partisans on both sides are far more similar than we'd imagine. For more, visit us on the web, theannexpodcast.com.